time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 17th of May 2014. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly magazine show, focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday from 10 to 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oneroa. On Saturday the 17th of May, Sharon Brown talked to Fiona Gregory from Waiheke Adult Learning, Doris Awina from Te Kawhatu Youth Centre, and Kim Wesney from the Waiheke Art Gallery.
We've got Fiona. We've got Fiona on air from... Oh, no. Have I lost her? Yeah. Oh, no. I've pressed the wrong button. Okay, no worries. I'm just getting through to Fiona, who is on an adult from adult education, but I've stuffed it up. So just hang on there while we ring her again. Why do all blue buttons look the same? Right. Hang on a minute. Here we go. And hello, Fiona. And thank you,
Hi,
Chris. How's it going?
Good. I'm on the ferry on over to Auckland, and it's a little bit difficult to hear you, but we'll try our best.
Okay. Oops. And I've just bumped you up as well. Lovely. Okay, great. So Fiona is from Adult Education and is just going to tell us what's happening this term. Courses, what's on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our usual range of courses at Waiheke Adult Learning, and absolutely encourage people to check out what we're offering in our brochure and on our website. We have a couple of free courses happening this term which may be of interest to people who want to upskill for work. One of the courses which starts this Wednesday is a new course which is all about also people who want to start a small business but have never had any experience of running their business before and perhaps don't know how to go from that stage of having a really great idea through to actually making it into a feasible venture. So our tutor, Helen Oakes, is going to be taking people through the stages of sort of really planning their business and making sure that it's something that's going to work in our island environment. So we're sort of targeting people who perhaps have been working for somebody else and would like to work for themselves, or people who are even perhaps unemployed at the moment or unable to find work, but they have some skills and perhaps they can offer that in their own way.
Oh, lovely. Well, that sounds amazing, because we do have lots of small businesses or people wanting to start up small businesses that really want to get a bit of guidance before they start so their business is a success. When is that actually on, that course?
So that course is on Wednesday mornings from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and it's just going to run over the next 8 weeks. It's a completely free course, and so we just encourage people to join that. It's a great opportunity to pick up those skills, particularly if people need to present something to the bank to, borrow some money, or, sometimes people need to present a business plan to work an income. There are small grants available for some people. And just to make sure that it is going to work, because, as we know, in the island environment, there's all the seasonal issues and, the fact that it's busy over summer and quiet over winter. And it is a small community, so it has to work all year round as well, yeah.
Lovely. So how do people enrol for courses?
So to enrol for courses, you can go on our website, wal.org.nz, and enrol online. Otherwise, you can just enrol the old school way by popping into our office, which is on Donald Bruce Road, down beside the Recreation Centre, and we open from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays.
Lovely.
So people can just pop in, yeah.
Okay.
Give us a ring.
And what else have we got that's different or new or interesting or a follow-on from what we've had before?
Well, There's a few courses which are focusing on upskilling people for work, and we are able to give one-to-one support to people who need to develop who are in paid work and need to develop their skills for work. Again, this is completely free through our adult literacy funding, and often people come along and they'll see a tutor for up to 25 hours. One-to-one, and often people come along needing help with their communication skills or computing skills, something which is just going to get them forward to the next step. So, for example, one of our students enrolled at the moment is having to do some extra study. It's a requirement of his work, but he's never done tertiary study before, so it's a huge leap. And so we have a tutor working alongside to support him with how to actually do that.
Oh, that sounds tremendous.
So it's a wonderful opportunity, again, if you think that you might be interested in that. You know, it doesn't have to be directly related to the work that you're doing right this minute. It might be what you might want to do personally in your next step with work. So give us a call and we'll sit down and make an appointment time with you to talk about what you might need and who we can find as a tutor.
Right. So, for example, if you were a builder who was thinking you might like to go into, say, a bit more project management type things, and there might be a course that you wanted to do, but you also maybe wanted to develop confidence at communicating with bigger groups of people, or, you know, asking people to do things, that might be something that you could get a bit of support doing that kind of course. Is that what you'd recommend?
Absolutely. And we've had all sorts of people coming through with all sorts of different types. I mean, you know, there's a range of things that people might want to upskill for work. Sometimes it might be around written communication. You know, lots of us have issues with spelling, for example, and it can be a little bit tricky if you suddenly have to do a little bit of writing in your work situation, but you know that your spelling's not up to speed. You know, things like that. So it can be, you know,
oh, that sounds tremendous.
The other one, which I'm personally excited about, and most people probably wouldn't be excited about this, but we are running a few different computer courses this term as well. One that's starting very soon is an Excel course. Now, we do have people asking about Excel all the time because it's something you have to use, again, for work quite often, but it's sort of a bit of a mystery to some of us. So I'll class myself in that category, so I'm probably going to sign up for that course myself.
And those formulae on Excel, how you get them to work and not generate random numbers and different coloured hieroglyphics, it's quite a challenge. I know, I haven't worked it out either, and I was thinking it would be a good idea.
Sit there with our wonderful accountant Janet, and she just goes do 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 do, and she's got it all there. But
Tremendous. So, and I know someone who came, I think Andrea Glazier offered a course in iPhone filmmaking and editing or something, and I met someone who went on that. Was that last weekend? And said it was brilliant.
I'm going on that course on Tuesday myself as a participant.
Oh, lovely. Well, the person I met said that. Is it just a one-off or it's a series?
It is just a one-off. So that's not actually being offered through us. Offering that privately. But, you know, part of our role at Waiheke Adult Learning is to support tutors as well. And, you know, if people have an idea for a course and they're not sure how to present it themselves, or they even just need a venue to offer it, we're very happy to talk to people in that situation as well, because, you know, it's a little bit like that business concept. You might have an idea, but how do you get from your idea to actually making the course something that's useful for other people?
Absolutely. I mean, the other things I noticed that I'm really excited about, I probably won't make it to, but I think it's great, is Carla's back teaching sign language. She's such a lovely tutor, such a lovely manner, and sign language is really good fun, so I highly recommended from, you know.
We're so lucky to have her back. And the other thing which is really exciting is that we have a new tutor for Te Reo Māori, Maikara Ropata, who started her class just this week that we've just finished, but it's only the second week next week, so if people still want to join that, they can do so on Tuesdays. So there's lots going on, and, you know, we're just really trying to help people to, you know, develop the skills that they need to get where they want to in life, and that might be something for work, or it might just be for fun. You know, that's all good too.
Oh, and there's learn Italian. What's ho-ora?
Ho-ora.
I mean, I knew it means health, but I don't know. What's the course?
So that course is about health and well-being from a Māori perspective. So it's taking some traditional Māori health learnings, using the natural environment in terms of, you know, making herbal remedies and things like that, and sort of looking at well-being from a tikanga Māori perspective in a holistic sense. So there's quite a sort of philosophy behind that, I guess, and it's very relevant for some people to look at it from that perspective.
Lovely. And you can almost fit it into your lunch break or before you pick the kids up, because it's 12 till 2.
Well, that was the idea, actually. We were hoping to appeal to parents for that, because it's also about whānau well-being as well.
Lovely. Oh, there's lots of things here I like, and there's Bee doing sewing. I always get Bee's stuff. She's got some lovely styles, and I've always wanted to know how to sew. Do you need your own sewing machine for that?
It's helpful if you have your own sewing machine, because obviously that's the one you're going to be using. But we do have some sewing machines down at the Adult Learning Centre as well.
Okay,
so
lovely.
If you don't have a sewing machine, don't let it stop you from joining. I think there might be one or two places left on that course.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. I will say to people, if you think that you'd like to do a course, don't sit there thinking, oh my goodness, that'll be full already. Always give us a ring, because there's usually a space, or if there's not a space now, it may be that somebody cancels and there will be a space. So it's always worth ringing.
And also it's good to express an interest early, isn't it? Because otherwise sometimes, you know, you get that sort of rush for the finish and everyone's trying to enrol the day before, by which point you've sort of gone, oh, well, actually only two people expressed any interest and we're not running it.
I mean, courses have to have enough people to be viable, and that's not just a financial consideration. It's also about having a big enough group to make it a fun course. You know, it's a bit tricky, you know, having a course where there's only a couple of people there. It's always better if you have a bigger group. It's just much more enjoyable for everyone involved.
Lovely. Oh, well, look, heaps to choose from. I see it's in the Gulf News. Is it also in the Marketplace?
It is in the Marketplace, and it's also online. So,
wonderful.
And at the library if you want to pick up a brochure as well.
Great. And it's a great way, especially if you've just come to the island, of meeting some other people and, you know, making friends. I remember I did a filmmaking course, and through that I've met a couple of people, and I'm still in touch with them. And, so
yeah, no, they take on a life of their own, that's for sure. Now, Sharon, the other thing I just wanted to talk to you about this morning was something that WICOS is organising.
Oh, yeah.
Now, WICOS is the Waiheke Island Council of Social Services, which is an umbrella group that brings together all of the social services and community organisations on Waiheke so that we can sort of support each other and work on projects collaboratively. And something that we're working on at the moment, which is a couple of weeks away, is a little event for National Volunteer Week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a lovely idea.
Yeah, so we're having a midwinter Christmas dinner on Thursday the 19th of June down at Piritahi Marae. And it's just a way of saying thank you to all the wonderful volunteers in our community. And, I mean, goodness, our whole island runs on volunteers, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're a volunteer, right?
At yes.
Station. but it's just really recognising that invaluable contribution that volunteers make across all sorts of areas, you know, that not just in the social services area, but also in sports, all the schools and childcare centres that we have, the arts, all those events that run with volunteers. It's absolutely huge, and we just really appreciate all of the time and skills that volunteers bring to our work.
Oh, excellent. What a lovely idea. Yeah. So what's the plan? People bring a plate along? Does it need to be volunteers connected to WICOS, or, as you're saying, just any volunteer?
It's any volunteer. So if you're a volunteer and you would like to attend, it's a lovely dinner. We sort of tend to hold it annually. It's always been just before Christmas, but we thought we'd move it to midwinter because Christmas is always so busy for people. And it's nice to have a get-together in this time of year. So it's a dinner. All the food and everything is provided by WICOS.
Oh, that's very generous.
There will be music and spot prizes
as
well. So if you're a volunteer and you'd like to come along, just have a chat with your organisation, because they've probably received an invitation from WICOS. If you are involved in an organisation and you'd like to invite your volunteers to come along to the dinner, then you can call our WICOS coordinator, Maggie, at 372-8258. And she'll send you an invitation.
Wow. Well, that sounds incredible. And our island, I don't know if it's the nature of being an island or whatever, but we have so many people who, you know, almost wouldn't function if we didn't have the volunteers who operate on so many different fronts.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, it's absolutely true, Sharon. I mean, our organisation, Waiheke Adult Learning, has many volunteer tutors. We're run by a volunteer committee. And, you know, I just think it's just such a wonderful contribution. Mm-hmm. The theme of Volunteer Week this week is based on a whakatauki, no te raro, naka te raro, ka ora I te tangata, which means with my food basket, your food basket, the people will live well.
Yes, and that's a beautiful saying, isn't it?
It's a perfect metaphor for volunteering because everybody who volunteers brings something, you know, and it might just be a friendly smile, you know, but it really helps our community to work. And I think sometimes people don't volunteer because they're worried they don't have enough to offer, but, you know, your skills are always really valued as a volunteer and your time is always valued.
And you feel so great when you do it and you get to meet some people and,
absolutely, and it's fun, and you never know where it might lead you. You might end up on the local board or something,
hey? Was that the secret of my success? Lovely. So we're expecting basically 7,500 people to turn up at this dinner. Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. Well, the Mariah, the more the merrier.
Lovely. Oh, well, that sounds amazing. Okay. Well,
If people are thinking that, you know, maybe they might like to volunteer, but they're not sure how to actually step up to that, just have a look in the Gulf News over the next couple of weeks. We will be running some articles about that. And I have noticed a couple of organisations put the call out recently. The Red Cross has asked for volunteers, and also the Artworks Theatre has asked for volunteers. And if people would like to make less of a commitment to volunteering, just try it out. Just have a look out for all those fantastic events that happen on Waiheke, for example, the Jesse Dean Garden Safari and all the different arts festivals that are happening. I know Sculpture on the Gulf is coming up again, and it can be just, you know, a case of volunteering a couple of hours to man a ticket gate or something like that. And then, you know, the fun thing is that you're part of the event and you get to enjoy the buzz of it as well.
And don't be scared of going to clubs that you might find interesting in case you get roped onto the committee, because I've noticed that's an issue. You know, you sort of think, oh, I'm quite interested in the Historic Society, but I'm not going to turn up at the AGM because I don't want to end up, you know, in some major role on the committee, unsuspectingly, by turning up. But that's also another way, just going to the clubs that you love and joining in, and inevitably you'll get roped in, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Or helping out at school, you know, if they ask for parents to come down for a working bee on a Sunday morning, just go along. You know, it's fun to talk to the other parents, and you often kind of get to hear what the real story is as well.
Yes. Hey, thanks so much. Have a lovely day, and lots of lovely courses. So I want to go to all of them.
I always want to go to all of them myself. If only I could. I have to work, but I'd love to go to all of them.
Lovely. Well, thanks heaps. And that's Fiona from Adult Education. Thanks so much. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, Sharon.
Okay,
bye.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Well, we've got Doris here, manager at The Rock, which is the youth centre that was working and is now started up again. So, hi Doris, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Okay, so tell us what's going on at The Rock. So it's the place in Surfdale, at Surfdale Playground.
Yes, okay. We're changing the name to Te Kōwhatu, which means the rock in Māori. The reason why we've done that is because we do have a pub on the island called The Rock, and we didn't want to associate this youth centre as a pub as well. So, yeah, we've just decided, the trust are going through the process now of changing the name to Te Kōwhatu. And, we opened up on the 10th of March under that name. And, yeah, it's been really exciting. We're getting a lot of young people through there, and we've got a lot of activities coming up too.
Lovely. So how many kids have you had through, and how old are they?
Well, so far we've had about just under 100 young people come through, and the age groups, the youngest we've had come in is about 5, but the ones that have registered are from 8, we have 1 7-year-old, and up to 15, 18 years old. We've had, just as well, we haven't had them all come at once because we wouldn't be able to cater for them all in one go. But yeah, we've had different numbers from 28 a day down to the smallest we've had is maybe 4.
Oh, wow. But
it's been really busy, though.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of kids, isn't it?
Yes.
So, you've got this, obviously, this huge age range, but who are the, where does the age seem to be sitting? Or okay. is it right across the range, or are there some kids from a particular age group?
80% of them are between the ages of 10 and 12. We just seem to have a whole lot of that age group coming through at the moment, but we do get the occasional 13 to 15 year olds coming through, just having a look and then going away and then coming back and bringing their friends along. So mainly that age group.
Lovely. But is it mostly Surfdale kids, or are there kids only because that's the catchment area, so kids might be walking home and can sort of drift into the centre, or is it from everywhere?
It's from mainly Surfdale, but we have someone from Rocky Bay coming nearly every day, and we have some from Ostend as well. Yeah.
Lovely. And so what kinds of activities are you doing at the moment?
Okay, at the moment it's a drop-in centre from 3 to 6 during the week, and the activities that they have there is table tennis, pool, Wi-Fi. We have Wi-Fi, so you can come down and go on the net if you want. We have music, we have instruments such as guitars, we have a keyboard, piano donated to us. We also have ukuleles, we also have board games. When it rains, we can have people inside. Somebody in the community also donated a trampoline, so we've have that outside where the kids can go and enjoy. We're sharing it with everybody in the playground as well, the community. That was donated through someone in the community, and our youth aid officer Pat Knight came by and installed it for us. So yeah, the kids are enjoying that as well.
Oh, tremendous. And also people stop by because you provide a bit of food, a sandwich,
yes,
and some fruit, and often people are stopping in and dropping off bits of food, you know,
yes,
things to be munched on.
Yes, I do feed people that do come through the doors, because you do know that kids are have come from straight from school, and some of them are hungry, and some are just need some
sustenance.
So yeah, I always check to see if they need a drink or something to eat, and we offer lovely sandwiches like peanut butter and jelly and Vegemite and jam. So those are the popular things, and fruit of course when we have some, and they can have a cup of Milo or whatever they want to drink. We have cordial, and just feed them and make them feel at home.
Lovely. And can I just say that my daughter's been going, and she loves it. And it's a really nice space for, I think, especially in the, and maybe she is in that 10, 12 age group where they're starting to explore a bit more and they want to have somewhere to go. And it's so nice to know that there's a place they can feel welcomed and safe and have the opportunity to just play with some other kids. And it might not be kids that they know that well, but they're developing friendships. And there's a really, really lovely atmosphere.
Yes, there is a lot of regulars that come down, and we're seeing some new faces coming through the door as well, because it's all word of mouth, and they tell their friends at school and then they will meet there.
Mm.
And they all sort of, I'm actually surprised that they don't just sit there and go on their phones. They actually go and interact with each other and do activities. And, we do only have one computer at the moment, but we are installing some new ones this week. So, yeah, we might see more people on using them.
Mm. But I think it's quite nice that it's so sociable. And I have to say, there's been some great great musical things happening as well, hasn't there?
Yes, we've got some, we've taken on some new youth mentors, Vanessa Filo and Justine de Guzman, and they're very musical as well, and they're there to help out the older youth with any issues or anything they want to share, and also they're musically talented as well, and they'd like to share their skills with them as well.
Yeah. Mm. So I saw there was a young guy that was showing some kids how to play the guitar.
Oh, yes.
And
that's our boy Corey. He's only, I think he's about 13 years old, and he's sharing his skills with even the older ones. It's really good.
Lovely. Yeah. Really nice. You seem particularly good at getting some really cool things for the centre, because it's just looking lovely in there, and those guitars look lovely.
Some of the things we've purchased, but a lot of it has been donated, and I just want to do a shout out to the New Hope Shop, who have just donated a sandwich maker. They've donated a stereo and other goods, which I've been able to get really cheap, like desks for our office and for the actual centre. We've also got other things that are coming through when they are available. And just to let you know that, can I do a plug now on what's happening this week?
Yep.
Tomorrow we've got Damien Clark and Roger Whitefield, who are coming to take the kids on a bike ride around Waiheke, and that's at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if there's any young people out there who own bikes and would like to go for a ride somewhere, come down to the Rock. It's called Te Kōwhatu at the Surfdale Hall, and pack a little lunch, or we might be able to supply you with a sandwich to take with you along the way. So that's tomorrow. And also today we've got one-on-one basketball down at the Rock with Artie and Digger. They're there from 11 to 1. If you just want to come down and show your basketball skills, come down and have a run with them. And also we've got the drop-in centre operating as well during that time. So it's open till 4 today, and it's open from 11 to 4 tomorrow. So,
so it's 11 till 4 on the weekends,
yep.
And 3 to 6 during the week. And it's such a lovely, welcoming place. And can I just say that, you know, if you're an adult like myself who drops in, you get offered a cup of tea as
Yes.
And it's lovely.
Thank you. Can I just add something else? We've just started a study space for 15 to 24 year olds if they would like to come down to the Rock, and that's from 6 to 9 during the week, from Monday to Friday. And if you want to come down and do your homework or get some help with your assignments, so I think we do have that time available. So yeah, that's just a new thing that started last week.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible.
Yes, to cater for our older people.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's lovely. So that means that kids who might be going to do some sport, finishing off at the high school, or and also university kids as well,
yep.
Giving them a bit of support.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
that's such a great idea. Well, it sounds like a happening little hub down there.
Yes, it is. And just a little shout out for the month of June. We've got some things coming up. We've got a cartoon workshop taken by a guy called Noro, and that's on the 3rd of June from 3 to 6. So if anyone wants to become a cartoonist, come on down. We've also got health and wellbeing, which is going to be a workshop in June, and we have someone from budgeting who's going to come and share a bit about how to live on a shoestring budget, or just teach you budgeting in general. Photography as well, we've got that coming, and we have a graffiti artist. His name's Matt Daly. He'll be coming down. We're going to try and get graffiti on this the walls in the centre, so we just need to get ideas from the young people what they'd like to see on the walls, and then we're going to get it professionally done, and maybe the kids can help him out getting it put up there, just to add a bit of colour and a bit of excitement down there.
Wow, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
So how are you telling people? I mean, obviously you're saying it on the radio. How do people find out when these things are happening? Are you going to set up a Facebook page maybe?
We have already got a Facebook page at Kōwhatu, so you can go on there and invite. You can get invited, or you can join. Just ask to be a friend, and we can friend you, if that's what they call it, yeah. And then we're advertising on there. We've also got a ad out in the Golf News this week, just showing the activities for May. And I've just spoken to one of the ladies at the marketplace, and she's probably going to advertise it as well. And it's word of mouth, basically. So
lovely.
Everyone that's been coming down is through friends telling friends and us staff telling people. So yeah, it's been.
And if you're an adult who's got some skills who maybe wants to share them of an afternoon, is that possible?
Yes, definitely. If there is something that you would like to share and teach our kids, come and see me. My phone number at the centre is 372-6899. That's 372-6899. Give me a call, leave a message, and I'll get back to you and tell you when is a good time for you to come and share with our children. Thank you.
Lovely. Oh, well, thank you so much. It just sounds incredibly exciting and a lovely, welcoming space for young people to go to.
Thank you, Sharon, for giving me the opportunity.
Lovely.
It's been wonderful.
Well, you have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Great. So bike ride tomorrow. That's the thing to look out for. So 11 till 2.
Yes.
So that's Roger and Damien going to be at the Rock and have a little bike ride with the kids. Bring some lunch and a drink.
Yes.
Okay. Ciao.
Thank
Cheers
you.
For that. Thanks, Doris.
You're listening to Island Life, Waiheke people, events and issues. Brought to you by Island. Art, craft, giftware, clothing and bric-a-brac. Ocean View Road, Onirua.
So Kim is here from the Art Gallery, and she's here to talk to us about all the initiatives that have recently happened and is still ongoing. So should we start with the artist in residence and yes. how that's gone?
Yeah, sure. This is the last weekend to see the show because we're turning the shows around next week for a new exhibition's opening next Friday. So it's a wonderful show, don't miss it, because it's a very good opportunity to see these artists, their response to the island. We had 9 major Australian artists here, but saying that there was a connection, a New Zealand Australian connections. Ewan McLeod, he's a Kiwi working in Australia, as were the two O'Doherty, Peter O'Doherty and Chris O'Doherty. Chris O'Doherty is otherwise known as Reg Mombasa. So if you're familiar with the Mambo clothes, and well, that's his design. They're well established over in Australia. They were here for. They were working for 2 weeks. They worked really hard. So the culmination of the residency here on the island is in the gallery as the exhibition. They also had some sessions with the high school children, and they had an open studio after we were treated to Peter and Reg with a concert, with a gig down at the barn in the garden as Dog Trumpet. I don't know if you remember a band called Mental Is Anything.
No,
should have got some. We should have got one of them out. The songs Mental Anything from the 80s. Great, I don't remember them. I'm a bit older. they perform now as Dog Trumpet, and they have for a long time over there. It's fantastic. You can actually hear a lot of. I was listening to it yesterday in the gallery. There were. You have to listen. We've got it at the gallery. We're playing at the gallery. We've got the CDs there as well. And really neat. I'm going to get one and take it home because it was a bit finny and a bit Neil Youngy. And it's quite unique, but really cool.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. And who are we looking for? Dog Trumpet.
Dog Trumpet.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
And if you Google Dog Trumpet, Reg Mombasa, Chris O'Doherty, Peter O'Doherty, okay. or any of these artists, there's a lot of information online as well.
Lovely.
Yeah. So they.
So that must have been a really fun day, evening.
Oh, the event. The gig. Yeah, it was fantastic. And they carried on through. Idris Murphy, who was one of the artists, he received the Gallipoli Prize following the. Back in Australia, and then 4 of them went up to Gallipoli straight after this residency when they got back to Australia. There's a lot of information in the gallery about the paintings. And
what's the Gallipoli Prize?
It's an Australian art prize. And so there's some information in the gallery about all of these artists, along with a really interesting article that Alex, our chairperson, found in the library from a magazine, talks in depth about how these artists work. But so they're all interesting in their own right and very established. Elizabeth Cummings, she's 88. She came over and worked as hard as they all worked really hard, and very interesting to see the response. In the paintings to Waiheke, to the light here, considering where they work on plein air out in the open in Australia as well as a group. So they all came over here and did that.
So what was the guiding, what brought these people together? They have some sort of connection to New Zealand, or that they're landscape artists?
They're landscape artists. The Artists in Residence program from the gallery has been going on. This will be the, we've had 5, this will be the 5th one. Usually it's been, the first one was Phil Newbury in 2009 from Invercargill. It's usually been one New Zealand artist from further afield. Phil Newbury, Steve Mulqueen Phil from Invercargill, Steve from Dunedin, Sarah Guppy, and her name will come to me. I was thinking about it the other day. So it's usually been one artist for 3 months.
Right.
Ewan McLeod came over with Gregory O'Brien. Gregory O'Brien edited a book about Ewan McLeod, and because he's a New Zealand born, so the Doherty boys. And then at that stage, there was discussion about this idea, and then fundraising to make it happen.
So quite incredible to get that many artists to come over at the same time and place, and also have
9. Well, there are 9 artists and their partners that end up 16 in them.
Oh, really?
But they do that. They really they were fantastic, and so they were 9 artists for the 3 weeks bookended the 2 weeks that they mainly did all the work instead of 1 artist for 3 months. So it was good, and so the discussions around that have been over the last couple of years to make it happen. Yeah. So that's so the last weekend to see that. Make sure you come and see it. And in the fantastic work by David Lloyd in the small gallery, Creatures, Denizens from a Tangled Forest. Wonderful. Yeah, you have to come and see them. I can't really describe them. They're wonderful. And then in the annex, Delicious. That's amazing too. You walk into the annex and there's lots of little eyes looking at you because these are Waiheke doll makers, including Sue Carmont and Jennifer Town and Helen Mills, Jill Robson and Wendy Bennett.
Mm.
And, go in there and have some conversations with these little creatures.
Oh,
they're just
lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we turn around the shows next week. Deinstallation starts midday on Monday, and then we're going into Small Things, Jostle, otherwise it's known as Small Things. Used to be Small Things, still small.
Mm. Oh, but it's changed its name now?
Jostle, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And because they all jostle for... It's great. So this is an open show for people to bring work in. Coming in, they've been coming in, it's been flooding in. So that opens on that. The maximum size for this is three dimensional, two dimensional, 250.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's always a lovely show because we get kids in and three dimensional works. And so that goes up opening on Friday, along with during the vintage festival, the gallery had an outdoor and off site little exhibition up at the Batch Winery. And that was called the Batch Wine, the Dinner Party Show. So it's all ceramics on this great big long table up there. And
so that was outside?
That was in there by the winery, inside, okay. in the shed there.
Mm.
And so that was just up for that weekend, that week, during the Vintage Festival. So that's come back to the gallery.
Mm.
So there's beautiful ceramics and...
Oh, lovely. So that's starting next week?
That's starting next week, yep. Opening on Friday... at 6 o'clock, everyone, welcome.
I'll try and make it. I always try.
Yeah, no. You do make it. I see.
Very occasionally, yeah. And usually at the end, after I've sorted out children and got them to basketball, rush over to...
And coming up after that, on Queen's Birthday weekend, is the Waiheke Winter Arts Festival.
Lovely.
So that's at the end of May, 31st of May, 1st of June and 2nd of June. So in, this was a start of an artist... Katie Trinkleegg is one of our committee members. She's also a working artist on the island and does a lot of work with, she runs around and does heaps of work with the art map and with getting the Waiheke Winter Arts Festival off the ground and ongoing over the last few years. So this year we've got 34 artists and studios and galleries open for the long weekend. And the idea around this was because often with the art map, people ring ahead and see if the artist's there or they're down at the beach, like I am sometimes. But over the weekend, the artists that are participating are assured that they're open for at least the 2 days.
Mm.
Some studios aren't open on the Monday. But your ticket includes the map and a collectible little identifier. And then you design your weekend, however you want to do it. It's just really casual and go around... whatever studios you know they're going to be open, they're not going to be down the beach.
Lovely. So how much are the tickets?
The tickets are $15 each,
mm-hmm.
and they're available now at the gallery. And
at some venues there's music or there's, possibly a garden to look at or I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's this year there are, there's an adventure to get to the Awaroa Eco Village.
Mm.
The community house out there we've got, which is fantastic. So that's further out.
Oh, lovely. And you said they've opened up the community house.
The
and
community
that'll be open
house out
for
there,
the weekend.
Yeah. So Don Stoddard, Joe Nuttall, Lynn Stewart and Luke Turguru, and Naui and Brenna and Sarah Yates out there. So
oh, terrific.
So that's to plan out to, because you go to Dairy Crest, you'll have a picnic on the way back. Sue Carmont is out on Waiheke Road. I'm up the top of Trig Hill Road.
Sounds like you've already planned your journey for that weekend.
Wow, yeah. It's just like, it's
2 o'clock, where should I be?
Yeah. So there's, and the other new ones, Russell Jackson, he's doing a little studio out at Rocky Bay.
Yeah.
And Gwen's out at Rocky Bay. Steve Hastings, he's wonderful with his woodwork.
Mm.
He's at Tahi Road. So there's lots to see. Timmy Smith's down at Moa Ave.
I love some of the stuff she's making. It's
beautiful.
Mm.
They just opened up last night. They had their opening last night.
Oh, did they?
Down there.
Mm.
Yep. With their permit collected pop-up. They kind of based down there now. Mm. That was just lovely.
Oh, in the little shop in Blackpool, the shed. Have they taken that over?
One of the working areas there in the shed there. Mm. At the Ofanaki barn, there'd be stone carving and weaving with Nigel Scanlon and other people down there. Janine Clarkin will open the cop shop around the corner here. Mm, mm. So there are different. Penny Erickson will her studio will be opened. Oh, so people that aren't necessarily on the art map. Because people come and go and then open up for this weekend. In the past, it's been a really stormy weekend at times, so there's maybe warm refreshments and nibbles. And it's up to the artists or the studios what they want to put on, so that'll vary. But also on the Sunday at, what time is it? It's 5, between 5 and 7 at the gallery. There's a wine and cheese there called the Sunday Soiree. And that also, so ticket includes that. But anyone can come, they can co-hire the door for that. There's the combination, there's a little exhibition called Postcards on Waiheke. Mm. So some of the artists have done these little smaller works, smaller than 250. There'll be a wall of there, and that's a silent auction. Okay. And some of them, they're just delightful.
So they're sort of postcard sizes, but they might be sculptures or they might be
Little on board. Yeah, okay. They're literally little postcard pieces that people can put on the wall, postcard, portrait or landscape. And so people can just do a silent auction for those. And they've been done by the artists that are on the festival.
Oh, tremendous. Yeah. So Kim, I mean, how long have you been at the gallery now?
I've been at the gallery I'm there Wednesday to Friday. I've been there since 2007.
Mm. So have you noticed a sort of an increase in the number of artists? I mean, I'm really surprised there are like 34 people on this
tour.
There
is. Yeah. Yeah.
So it just seems, I mean, I don't know, in that time it seems that maybe they were half the number, who were actually sort of
Waiheke's always been an artist on the, you know, on the island for many, many years, way back, and but it's becoming an island, an art destination too. That it's wonderful galleries have popped up over the last few years, and studios, artists have opened up their studios, and artists have come and gone as well. But I think, in that time, I've seen people come, definitely more, I suppose people can look at their work and I don't know, make a living out of it yet, but at least focus on it.
Mm. And does it feel like people are making more of a living out of it?
Some people are, definitely, but it's art, it's got to do it, even if you can make a living or not.
Well, that's right. So what are you doing at the moment in your work, art practice?
Yeah, my work up at, my work's usually mixed media painting, but it's often there is a relationship with music as well and sound work, and so I try and relate those together when I get the time to make. So I did a little because of my time's relatively limited, I tend to batch a project and focus on that, and that informs the next time I can work. Develop that to the next time I can finish a body of work for it.
So do you do installation type art projects?
Yeah, I did small installations. Paul Rind, who's a wonderful artist and a sculptor, he also does installations in these turnaround weeks. He had a show recently called Look Turn Back. So, and I was fortunate enough to be able to exhibit in that show. So I was looking back at milk bottles and sound, how an old music band that I was in many years ago, we were looking for sounds. We used to play a lot with various things. We never had a drummer. And now, of course, you can, with apps on your phone, you can have a whole band in your pocket. So I had some milk bottles. I found milk bottles. Thanks, Janine. She found them for me. Yeah. She had them at her place around the corner, and some drumsticks. And on and I found the old song that we did in 1994, which ends up with us feeding each other wheat bix and playing the milk bottles.
Ah.
So that's playing juxtaposed with this new app. You just lay down by the milk bottles with a couple of drumsticks and a pair of headphones, and you play that, and that takes off into a whole different realm of sound and expression now in 2014.
Oh, I'm really sorry I missed that.
It'll be up at Trig Hill at, okay. on the weekend. Great. And so you can play it with them. Well, I could hear people playing with the drumsticks and the kids, and then you put the headphones on and just same thing. It's just like the different facet of exploration and discussion and conversation around.
Well, it's really interesting, isn't it, that sort of old style things and the new, and how that's kind of coming together, especially in a digital age where you can kind of
and often to
capture these things.
Very interesting, and have conversations around that, around facets of it and what it means, or is it, and that's ongoing conversations. That's what that's about.
That's right. Okay, well, thanks very much. So the Winter Arts Festival is coming up next week?
31st of May to the 2nd of June. Queen's birthday week.
Queen's birthday weekend. Yep. But we've got new exhibitions coming up next Friday.
Next Friday.
And that's the Jostle.
That's Jostle, and so the Batch Dinner
That's
Party
what
show.
Used to be called Small Things. Yeah. So you can still drop stuff off or not? It's full? Is it first come, first served?
Or things are coming in. The deadline was kind of yesterday, but I'm sure it'd be fine if people drop things off on the weekend. Because we'll, like today and
Lovely.
Tomorrow.
Okay,
and not
great.
Wet. Still,
and
it's
of course, don't miss the artists in residence Oz to Waiheke, because that's the last weekend of that now.
Yeah, and that's featuring the Ewan McLeod, Amanda Penrose Hart, Steve Lopez, Elizabeth Cummings, Joe Frost, I just read the names out there, Idris Murphy, Peter O'Doherty, Susan O'Doherty. Yeah, O'Doherty, Susan is Peter's wife. That's people. There's lots of O'Doherty's. Chris O'Doherty. Yeah. And thanks to Batch Winery for that. Thanks to Fuller's and the local board for the Waiheke Winter Arts Festival support.
Great. Yeah. Terrific. Well, thanks for coming in and telling us all about that.
Thanks, Sharon.
And
you've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.